Thank you very much. With all protocol observed, as the Minister of Justice of Curaçao, it is a true honor to be able to address you on the occasion of our 4th UPR. Curaçao emphasizes the importance of human rights for all of her inhabitants. For us, concessions on the theme of human rights are not possible, and for that reason, we applaud the input received from our peers and civil society, as that make us even more aware and make us strive even harder to pursue change and implement all that is necessary. The economic situation was already not at its best before the corona pandemic. We had a negative economic growth, limited capacity to absorb setbacks, while our national income fell due to the closure of the Isla refinery together with the border closure with Venezuela. The corona crisis caused a near total collapse of tourism, high unemployment, and an economic contraction of 90.4% in 2021. With half of the population being dependent on food aid at one point, the crisis presented us with unprecedented challenges. In such a confrontational reality, it might have been an easy choice to no longer prioritize human rights. Even though we face enormous setbacks, we have proven that these setbacks do not have to be detrimental to the upholding of human rights. During the pandemic, and with the help of the Dutch government and NGOs, aid was given to the most vulnerable in the form of debit cards for food, food parcels, hot meals, and extra financial support to welfare recipients, financial aid to employed persons who lost their income, and businesses affected by the pandemic. We ratified the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution and Child Pornography, and prioritized the protocol to prevent, suppress and punish trafficking in person, especially women and children, supplementing the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, the Protocol Against the Smugglings of Migrants by Land, Sea and Air, supplementing the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance, among others, so that the ratification can take place in 2025 at the latest. Furthermore, Curaçao, in recognizing the severity of the problems of domestic violence and child abuse, has continued to step up its efforts to eradicate domestic violence, gender-based violence, and child abuse. In 2018, the government of Curaçao further prioritized the protection for victims of domestic violence and child abuse by national decree. To that end, an interministerial working group for coordination of the implementation of the National Plan Against Violence was instituted. This plan is aimed at ensuring that the population receives sufficient information and appropriate protection with regard to violence against children and domestic violence. In doing so, we ensure correct compliance with relevant treaties and legislation. Even though the ratification of the Istanbul Convention is still pending, the University of Curaçao was given the task to research what is needed for us to be able to ratify as soon as possible. All pregnant migrant women in Curaçao can access free medical services at Salupatour, and after birth, they can also access baby and toddler care at baby clinics. These baby clinics are a service offered by the Ministry of Health, and their services free of charge. Emergency health care is available for all inhabitants, even undocumented migrants who are also eligible to receive vaccination within the COVID vaccination campaign. Furthermore, all minors have access to free education regardless of documentation. When it comes to undocumented migrants and inmates, I would like to draw attention to the fact that Curaçao has introduced a protection procedure in 2017 that since has been continuously updated based on Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which is open to all undocumented migrants who seek protection within our borders. With reference to migratory custody, Curaçao currently upholds two regimes depending on the specific circumstances. One of the regimes entails a reporting obligation for undocumented migrants as an alternative to detention, while the other regime implies a migratory custody scheme. Within both regimes, diversification is possible. Curaçao strives to implement all CPT recommendations within the allowed time. With regards to the last visit by the CPT earlier this year, some of the recommendations were implemented even before the set deadline. Thank you very much, and I would like to yield the floor back to Mr. President.